Bro, what's up to the X-Lear podcast, bro? Look, this episode is going to be exactly 25 minutes, so I got to like hurry up. I got a tattoo and I got to clean it in 22 minutes and 40 seconds. Alma today, you know what I'm saying? This is a new section. Real quick though, Alma today and then a song of the day. Alma of the day, Homework by Daft Punk, their first album, 1998. I heard they made it in their bedroom. Fucking crazy for 1998. I didn't even finish it yet, bro. It's 16 songs on it, and I got a 25th anniversary edition, so it was actually like fucking 30 songs on it, long as fuck, bro. But if there's one song you listen to on, bro, it's a lot of songs you need to listen to. But if there's one song you listen to, it's Around the World. Around the World is so fucking good, bro. This album is a club banger. Bro, I thought, bro, this came out in 1998. I thought LCD Sound System shit was nice. This is really fucking nice. You know what I'm saying? It's just vibey as fuck. And song of the day has nothing to do with the album. Somebody else, Jaden Smith, Sire. I mean, Aries. Whoa, my bad. It's, man, bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. When I first heard Aries back in 2019, I was not fucking with it because all I could think about was how good Sire was. And I was listening to Aries and it's like, man, this shit is not Sire. But what happened was is that Igor came out and then I went to the Igor concert and Jaden was opening and he played some songs there and it hit different. You know what I'm saying? It really hit different, like X-Lars last video. All right, we gotta get to the business. A nigga replied to my Juneteenth video. He commented to my Juneteenth video so late, like 6 months later, and said, "What do you mean?" Or no, he said something. He said, "Explain yourself." He said, "Elaborate," something along those lines. So let me tell you what I wrote real quick, because I might have to change some things about what I said about the Juneteenth video. So he just asked me, "Oh, I wasn't like a well, I wasn't in a fight, but there was a fight going on with a bunch of niggas in the Juneteenth video, and I just said, we're never gonna get anywhere." Like after seeing them niggas fight, because they weren't even fighting, bro. They were just fucking hating on me. That's all they were doing, literally all they, bro. That Juneteenth video. Okay, so if you don't know, I gotta stop like flying around, but I gotta get out there. If you don't know, my Juneteenth video was about 3 minutes long, and basically what I said was, well, okay, let me tell you what it's titled. It's titled Black People Blame Everything on Racism and Slavery. So yeah, that can get a lot of hate. It came out 5 months ago, it got 1.68 views, and it got a fuck ton of dislikes. I can't see it, like I can't see it in this view, but it got a fuck ton of dislikes. I recently pinned a comment that said, "Poor thing. When you find out the truth, I hope you can handle it. Just like OJ and a few others, you'll definitely find it the hard way." And all these niggas in the comments are replying, just hating on me. He'll get his N-word wake up call. Facts this way. LOL, it's around the corner. Yeah, he's definitely gonna regret saying these things publicly on YouTube if he's blessed enough to live and. What the fuck? If I'm blessed enough to live and learn, what are you saying, ma'am? What do you think is gonna happen to me? What is she implying is going to happen to me? I can't wait to cue the violins on this coon. Whoa! Anyway, after looking at all of that bullshit, I just replied, "We're never gonna get anywhere." And the person who initially made that comment, the poor thing, when you find out the truth, I hope you can handle it, said, "Explain." So I had to explain it on her ass, bro. I said, "Remembering the past is amazing, so we don't repeat it, but slavery is not towards race as prominently as it's towards money these days. Let's focus on that money part of slavery because the white man," I put that in quotes, "is taking more money from black people relative than killing us, relative to killing us." I'm saying that they're taking more money from us. They're hurting us more financially than they are physically. I know we hate Jay-Z for getting rich, then not giving back to the community, but let's learn from him to get rich and then give back to the community. That's what I said. And then I said one more thing. I feel like that's so much easier than protesting or begging for things like Juneteenth and reparations, because the reality is they're never going to help us. So let's help ourselves. I think I went crazy. Let's clap it up. I really think I did my thing. I really think I did my thing. So then we're back from commercial break, by the way. So then she replies, I'm guessing it's a woman, asking for an even playing field is not begging, sir. Reparations were what we were promised, because that is what we are owed, not begging for. If no one did the things that you seem to detest, you would not be free enough to even type on Beyonce's internet. I don't understand. Maybe it was a typo, but she spelled Beyonce perfectly. I don't know what the fuck that means. Also, she said we were promised reparations. Who said that? Who promised that? Please, I don't know this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying she's wrong, but somebody in the replies or comments, I don't even know how this podcast shit works. Somebody tell me. DM me on Insta at Exler _. Exler.mp4. Somebody DM me and tell me, when did a nigga say that we were supposed to get reparations, by law? I don't remember that happening in my lifetime. And if it didn't happen in my lifetime, then that's too goddamn old. Think about it, bro. If Abraham Lincoln said it, what makes you think that nigga has the power to what makes you think people are going to look back at Abraham Lincoln and say, oh yeah, he did say that, we should just follow his plan, we should do what he does? No, we don't follow any dead nigga, bro, except God. We don't follow any dead nigga. But if we were promised that, then yeah, it's fucked up that we were never got it. But look, this is my reply, and then she just stopped talking. I understand. I know it's not begging, but I'm under the impression that reparations will never happen, so we shouldn't wait for it. And I think that's very acceptable to say. I think we should all have this mindset that... You know when rappers say, once they get money, they start losing friends and niggas start hating. Everybody just starts hating them. I think that we should have that mentality, just a tiny bit of resentment towards white people and the government when it comes to this shit. Because if we don't, then we're going to look at them as, I guess, friends. But they're not. The government is not your friend. The white man, when I say the white man, I mean the government. Because, Timmy down the street, who that nigga does not have power. I'm talking about the government. They are not your friends. So we should not look to them for help for anything. Kendrick said, heroes looking for the villains to help. They're not. They're not going to help. I think this is just delusional. We're not going to get reparations. When has anybody in any position of power high enough to even influence something of that sort say that we are going to get reparations, say that we should have reparations, say that they are working on reparations? When has that ever happened? You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen. So we shouldn't even worry about it, because if we do, we're going to work ourselves up and we'll just be disappointed even more. We'll have even more hate towards the white man, which we already have a fuck ton of hate. I know niggas hate Jay-Z for being a black capitalist. Even I hate that nigga for hiding that Basquiat painting. He hid that shit for I don't know how long just to show it off in a fucking magazine cover. That's crazy. But he's rich. He's a billionaire. We gotta look at that. We gotta look at that. It's crazy. I kind of hate Elon Musk just for like playing with the idea of solving world hunger. But there's so many people that like are obsessed with that man because they think that he's going to change the world and put us on Mars and make robots and all of that shit. Underground tunnels and fucking flying car, I don't know. Why don't we do the same thing for every billionaire out? We do. I think we do. I hope we do. There are Kanye dick suckers. Why aren't there Jay-Z dick suckers? I don't see a single nigga dick sucking Jay-Z. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I don't see niggas dick sucking Jay-Z the way I see niggas dick sucking Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or Kanye. Even after Kanye is doing what he's doing right now. I think when it comes to getting money, when it comes to working in the system, we got to look at him. Because, like Kanye said, there's no more racism. There's a new type of racism. It's called classism. It's that broke nigga racism. Please don't touch anything in the store. It's that rich nigga racism. Please come in. Please buy more. That's what people care about. That's how the government is running. It's capitalism, nigga. Bro, it's money. It's money, not race. Who cares about race, bro? I think we realized in like the 60s and 70s and 80s when black people were going crazy in sports that the white man does not hate black people if they're giving him money. If Jordan's making money, who gives a fuck what color that nigga is? If OJ's making money, who gives a fuck that he killed this one? You know what I'm saying? Who cares? It's money. It's all about money. It's greed, bro. So that's what we have to do. We have to get money. And when we do, we empower ourselves. We FUBU this shit. We Tyler Perry this shit. You can say whatever you want about Tyler Perry, bro. He's doing something for the community. BET is doing something for the community. I hope that's run by a black woman. Telfar, like all these black-owned businesses, they're helping out the community, bro. All we gotta do is get money. That's all we gotta do. Kanye and Virgil and Travis Scott are the reasons why streetwear is what it is. They're the reason why niggas know about these brands now. We would have been still stuck on fucking FUBU, Nike, and Jordan all day if it wasn't for Kanye and Virgil. And who else I say? Travis Scott. Fucking Nigo. Fucking Pharrell. Fucking Tyler. Like, come on. Just get money. I know it sounds crazy, and it sounds like the Andrew Tate Sneeko type shit that's going on. But just get like, you know. But I'm serious, bro. It's that rich nigga racism, broke nigga racism. Please don't touch anything in the store. It's that rich nigga racism. Please come in. Please buy more. We are new slaves, slaves to capitalism, slaves to a Birkin, slaves to a car, slaves to a chain, slaves to grills. And that is what I'm saying in this Juneteenth video. We're worrying about the wrong things. We're focusing way too much on the past. When I heard about Juneteenth, I thought to myself, wow, really? Really? It didn't end until that day? Wow, that's crazy. And then I kept it pushing. But then they made that shit a holiday, like a year later. And I'm like, what are we celebrating? What is this the celebration of? Is this the celebration of the end of slavery? If so, I actually don't have a problem with it. I actually don't. I don't care that it's a holiday. It's cool. But if this fucking holiday is an achievement, we're never gonna get anywhere. We're never gonna get anywhere if we're fighting for fucking slavery holidays. And that's all I'm saying. All we got to do is get money. That's it. I'm sorry. I know it sounds crazy. But I know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to fucking show you on bro. That has been it for the X-Lurk Podcast. I'll see you later. Bye.